has started. Roger.
Monday.
Are you on 2.4 or 5 gigahertz? Gigglehertz.
Giggle? Gigglehertz?
Yes. It hurts when I giggle. Something's going on. Hey, good morning, everybody in the chat room. So glad you could join us. It is indeed Monday, February 8th, 2016. Man, oh man, what a Sunday and an awful game. I'm gonna just go ahead and say that was probably my highlight from the weekend. Just eating inexorable amounts of food on Sunday. I made some Brazilian cheese balls. I made some pork roast. I made some pizza?
Did you forget?
I was actually forced to cut my own pizza at a restaurant.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So,
like, they handed you the rolly slicer?
They did not, actually. They gave me a knife to cut a 12-inch pizza.
What kind of knife? Was it like a butter knife?
No, it was a legitimate Napolitano pizza cutting knife, reportedly, according to the waiter. I guess they meant
so it was part of the experience then. You're not saying this like the waiter messed up.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Look,
that. Here's your pizza.
Why?
Please cut it.
Mario did not bring me my pizza just because it's Italian. I mean, it was, but
this is the Bowser pizza.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Luigi. Wow. I don't know how this could get any worse.
Here, have some peach iced tea.
I thought you stopped using peach. Hey, Kenny, how was your Sunday?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You watched the big game? Big game.
Where's the big Super Bowl game? Sunday.
No, I did not like most of the Super Bowl experience. I cannot stand the network affiliation pregame stuff that they do, where CBS has to just dip their hands into every single honeypot of the Super Bowl their messy fingerprints all over the game.
I'm trying to imagine
CBS. I hate them.
I'm trying to imagine the personification of a television station with grubby chili fingers. I just can't for some reason.
It's more like grubby honey fingers.
Grubby honey fingers, yeah.
Grubby honey fingers on a Monday.
I guess so.
But the game itself was a letdown.
Yeah.
That's something I think every single person who watched it can agree upon, that, wow, this was not what we were expecting at all. And not in a good way.
Well, the thing is, it's one game. Similar
That's true.
Similar to how the World
I'll give
Cup
you that, Kyle.
Is
it is
played.
One game.
It is quite literally one game. So you get what you get.
But you are missing the game of advertisers spending way too much money. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone goes to the commercials and says, oh, so much money that they have to spend, and tell us about the OIC and the Xanafan or whatever.
Are you
constipated?
Yes.
Take this.
Yes.
Are you not constipated? Take this. If you take both at the same time, you'll turn into a ball of intestines that goes to football games.
Yeah, no, there was no balance in between, like, basically, like, you can't and IBS. So I don't know. I don't even know what to do
anymore. You fit into one of the extremes.
Yes. And then they fill.
Which actually we kind of do.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fill. Now, see, let me try and explain the culture around the Super Bowl. So a lot of times here in the U.S., I don't know if they do this elsewhere because probably you're asleep, I would assume. But in the U.S., you'll go to a party, you'll sit on your sofa, you'll watch the game. And the spectacle that is the game itself, people scoring points and teams trying to best one another, that is inherent in football. It's fine. But the main difference on the Super Bowl game is the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Companies will pay large sums of money just to hawk their wares in front of people, in front of whatever, 10 million eyeballs. I guess you doubled that. So 20 million eyeballs during that time.
And way a lot more than that.
Well, in any case, the point is to create something either funny or something to elicit emotion. And then you, I guess, generate interest on social media. I was watching the local news today. And they were referencing social media. They were literally putting tweets up onto the screen. What world are we living in? Yes, as news. Hey, let's see what Kim Kardashian put on her Twitter. I don't care. I don't care at all.
Good. I'm glad. But it is nice that maybe we're inventing a new way that everybody can be a news correspondent.
Well, thank you.
Then nobody can be a news correspondent.
Thank you for that. Yeah, nobody cares. No
truth in that
cares at all. But
okay? So you watched the game. Yes. A lot of other people watched the game. Was there any? I'm not even gonna get into the game. But was there any commercial that made an impact on you that you liked the most, that you thought was just absolutely grotesque and stupid?
Stupid? Oh, plenty. Probably my favorite, though, was the pug, monkey, whatever it was.
Are you crazy?
The Mountain Dew one.
The puppy, monkey, baby one?
Yes. Puggy, monkey, baby.
That aired twice, and I wanted to throw up three times.
I need that. Just
that was terrible.
I need a 10-hour loop in my eyeballs now.
That was a terrible commercial, Kyle.
It was
great.
It was wonderful.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm actually not kidding.
I think we need to end the show then.
Do you?
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yes, please. Ugh, we started off terribly.
Do you have a favorite?
I liked the Turkish Airlines Batman and Superman movie tie-ins. Ah, those were kind of cool.
Hi, welcome to Metropolis.
Yeah, and then Lex Luthor with his nasty, gross, stupid hair.
I still don't get that. I don't get that. It doesn't.
Who okayed that?
I'm not sure.
Who okayed giving Jesse Eisenberg that awful wig?
Or anything to do with that movie.
Let's see what other ones. The Steven Tyler Skittles commercial.
Higher.
That was great.
Higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That Steven commercial was great.
Yes. It was good.
Man, there just weren't that many that stuck with me.
That was the thing. So this year, not only was the game terrible, but there was not a single commercial that stuck out well enough for me to feel anything really about anything. And the thing is, with these Super Bowl commercials, they've been running for the last week anyway. You've seen them on YouTube. You've probably had some sort of exposure to it.
A little bit.
Well, it's just there. It's fine. Nobody cares.
It's funny
because it's over.
The Toyota Prius commercial. I have mixed
feelings about that one.
I don't know if all of the bank robbers that were in the car. I don't know if all of them were in the wire, but definitely the tall guy and the dad. Definitely Wire season two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guy putting together the
gasp.
The cast for that commercial. Definitely a fan.
Nice work.
High five to that guy. Good job getting Frank and I think it was Frank. Frank and Frank.
So another Frank and Beans. You know, there's a whole other cultural portion of this. So there's the game, the foosball. There is the commercials.
There's the food.
Also the food, Was there a highlight for your weekend on the food front?
So I had New York steak strips.
What?
Or I should say New York steak.
Okay.
Cut into strips.
Mm-hmm.
Skewered.
Mm-hmm.
Marinated. Mm-hmm. Barbecued. Delicious.
You're just putting all the buzzwords in here for steak. Steak.
That's what it was.
Steak buzzwords, please. Okay. Right. And it was good.
It was fantastic.
Like a satay.
What?
Hmm?
Huh?
Surprise.
Oh.
Hmm.
But that's about it.
Okay.
Lots of chips and salsa.
True.
No guac.
No.
I missed the guac.
Missed the guac train. Yeah, we don't. I did not do the regional fare from either city. I don't know if people do that, but chicken wings seem to be a very popular dish on Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't get that. I don't like chicken wings. I like chicken. But wings, too messy. If you're going to have a messy finger food, go with ribs. Come on. What are you doing?
I guess.
Chicken wings? Come on. Boo. Get some ribs.
But you could
slather it in some barbecue sauce.
I completely disagree.
Oh,
let's move on to today's headlines.
Okay.
That's completely wrong.
These are today's headlines.
I like how long it took you to figure that out.
Yeah, just go ahead and you can just take that part out.
All right. I won't. Twitter, Kyle. Of course, Twitter was in the news this weekend because they made a splash. I think it was on Friday. After our show, Twitter said, I don't know if Twitter said this, but people were saying, rip Twitter, hashtag rip Twitter. They're contemplating changing the way its core timeline works. The Verge has seen screenshots of the new look Twitter has been testing, which reorders tweets based on an algorithm. Scary words. Hardcore Twitter users spent much of the weekend debating and complaining about the new look, but Twitter's problem isn't keeping hardcore users happy. It's finding new ones. But Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, said this on Saturday. Hello, Twitter. Regarding hashtag rip Twitter, I want you all to know we're always listening. We never planned to reorder timelines next week.
Just the week after.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a very veiled statement that he made. So
I don't get it.
What is your take? You going to drop Twitter when they start throwing algorithms at you?
Of course not.
I will. I'll jump on the extreme bandwagon here.
The thing is, so we don't usually report on conjecture or rumors or whatever.
Oh, we certainly do.
Most of the time. But the thing is,
we don't get caught up.
All of you folks were talking about this on Friday, and I just could not avoid it. There was no founding statements for this fear. And what I'm mostly surprised about is that you're saying rip Twitter, like rip Twitter a new one.
I'm just, that's basically what people are doing, Kyle.
That is
I'm just reading the tweet.
The hashtag. It's RIP.
Yeah, no, it's not. Moving on. Google is experimenting with its own virtual reality headset that works with smartphones that run Android, a device that's something like a sequel to Google Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the headset is reportedly going on sale by the end of the year. What do you think about that? Except I've tried Google Cardboard and I think that's fine.
Yeah. And
Samsung's got their own gear headset where you just throw your Galaxy phone in it. Except they don't put that on the marketing very well.
No.
And so you think that you're buying a $100 VR headset
sure.
when in reality it's just a pair of blackout goggles.
It's a plastic thing with some lenses in it. And I think the Google Cardboard, as they're mentioning here, experiment is good for education. I think it's opened some doors, not only to Getting VR in the hands of people who have not experienced VR before, like low overhead. There's no investment that needs to be made here. But experimenting with a like full blown VR headset that will run Android, sure, I guess. I just want them to bring back the Game Boy VR. Let's do that.
You mean the Virtual Boy?
Yes.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle is shutting down today. Ah! Only for a few hours to focus on food safety employee training. That's something that we don't really care about unless it's at lunchtime and we're really hankering for our
burrito. Yeah, I guess they're opening around 3 p.m. or so, but what they're going to do, they're training their employees to, I don't know, increase food safety, but they will be streaming, live streaming this to not only employees, but to the public as well on,
the world.
On Periscope. So look for that today if you're interested in, I guess, learning
E. coli food
safety tips from Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle. Facebook. Kyle, Chipotle. Last but not least, Facebook's free but restricted internet service, Free Basics, has been banned in India after the country's national telecoms regulator ruled that the program and others like it infringe on the principles of net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
The ruling was not directly aimed at Free Basics, but the general practice of zero-rated internet services, those that let users access certain apps and websites without eating away at their mobile data. This doesn't sound very good. This was Facebook's, like, thing that we're gonna change the world with free internet.
They just can't restrict it. That's the thing. So we'll see what happens, whether or not they change that. They invested pretty heavily in billboards and advertising for Free Basics. So yeah, not sure what's gonna happen. I have had zero exposure to this, but this is pretty much bad news for Facebook. So we will see.
Bad news.
Kenny, thank you for covering today's headlines. That means that this episode of Morning Show is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. Simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. We host our files for Morning Show and the entirety of the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network, Good Stuff FM on Twitter. You can follow us there and check out other great shows. They're all hosted by FeedPress. It means that we log in, we can see all the show's analytics, see how many subscribers we've got. We can see where in the world they are. We can manage that feed. I was talking to the Google podcast folks, the Google Play podcasting thing. You know what I'm talking about. And we needed to basically change our feed over from what we used to have on Good Stuff over to FeedPress so that we could route all those folks into FeedPress. And now we will be able to see where in the world you are, whether you're listening using the Google Play app, Pocket Casts, Overcast, whatever. That all gets funneled right into there and we can see those statistics. So what you need to do is go over to feed.press today. Sign up and try it. 14 days, no contracts or any commitments whatsoever. Be sure to use the promo code transmission during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year over at FeedPress. Thanks to them for supporting this show and all of Good Stuff. Thanks, guys. All right, getting your week started off here, Kenny. It's a Monday. I've got a fact of the day for you. Did you see? Oh, before I give you the fact, hey, you look so sad. Before I give you the fact of the day, did you see those cars that ended up in the frozen lake somewhere in the Midwest? I honestly don't know. There were these cars that drove onto a frozen lake thinking that it was a parking area. And, well, obviously,
really?
Hashtag global warming.
That's hilarious.
They ended up completely submerged in frozen water.
Just the cars, right? Not the people?
No, just the cars.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah, it took a
while. I don't want that to be like a terrible, terrible ending to people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah!
So no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Did not happen at all. And there was some reporter I saw who had also parked his car. It was a weird, strange. I was trying to cool down this weekend, man. It's like 85
with
degrees.
With an ice lake.
Yes, by watching videos about ice lakes, which I think is
this
that
week in California, it's global warming is in full force.
It's a bajillion degrees outside.
I agree.
Let me see.
This is the middle of winter.
What's the temperature outside?
You asking me?
No. I'm asking my my Siri. 66 degrees right now. High is going to be 85. That's way too hot.
Kyle.
Way too hot.
We are broadcasting to people in parts of the country and parts of the world who are just screaming at you and me that we have it too good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of lakes.
Yeah!
Fishing lakes in remote areas of California here in the boiling hot state of California are stocked by throwing baby trout out of planes flying over the water at 200 miles per hour. It's like a fish cannon, like a salmon cannon.
That's your fact of the day.
I like that. It's pretty good. I feel we need a jingle. I was thinking. I was thinking this weekend.
Were you jingling?
I was jingling. I was thinking, what jingles are there out there other than the, Peyton Manning's really annoying? Like, I just can't. Like, that's the only jingle I could think of in modern commercials. There were no jingles throughout the entirety of the Super Bowl. But the reason I was thinking of this was because I had the Bagel Bites jingle stuck in my head.
Bagel Bites jingle.
Yeah. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Yeah!
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Yeah! I don't think I've ever heard that jingle, Kyle. You sure you didn't make that up?
Freaking... Kenny.
Kyle's kidding me? You better find it, and you better show me. You better teach me a lesson, Kyle. What about... Frosted Flakes are more than good. They're grape.
Kinda? Let's get this.
Tricks are for kids.
Give them pizza whenever they want. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. Pizza Bagel Bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
There you go.
That commercial has to be from the mid-90s.
Yes.
At least 20 years ago.
I had to pull out the VHS tape over here and plug it into the VCR.
Kyle was watching Super Bowl 26.
Yes.
Instead of Super Bowl 50 this weekend.
I was just, I just wanted to.
I just want to know why you had this stuck in your head.
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think it was after I had pizza. I had to cut my own. Did I finish that story? I can't even remember.
Pausing.
No, you didn't finish the cut your own pizza story.
Okay, so we went to this restaurant for my wife's birthday this weekend. And we ended up at this Napolitano-style pizza place. They say that the pizzas themselves, they're not necessarily made to be personal pizzas, but they're basically personal pizza size. And really, for me... any pizza size is a personal pizza size.
That's correct. Including the King Kong 30-inch pizza.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. So we order three separate pizzas.
Kyle, for two of you?
No, there were three of us.
For three of you?
Ow, 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 ow.
You know that a personal pizza for you is not a personal pizza for anybody else, right? But we wanted cold pizza.
We shared. For this, I'm going to make an exception. This is not hashtag team cold pizza. This is something I would not want to be cold. Because the center of the pizza is soggy and very thin. It's just not, it is not ideal. So anyway, we ended up getting these pizzas brought to us by the waiter, set them on the table. Says, well, here's a knife for each pizza. And You
get three knives.
You yourself, yes, three different knives. You yourself need to cut this pizza. I'm going to look now. Pizza knife.
Pizza knife.
It's a thing. It is really a thing. Now I need to
understand that a pizza knife is a thing, Kyle. I want to know. Did you didn't expect this, right? He kind of pulled this out of thin air.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, you got to cut your own pizza. Now, did he watch you do it?
No.
Like to make sure that you were doing it correctly?
Nope.
To make sure you didn't stab him in the back with three different knives?
You were supposed to cut this, buddy.
Are you sure he wanted you to cut the pizza and not start juggling the knives?
Are you in the chat room?
Because I am in the chat room.
I'm putting that right there. Knife. Oh, sweet.
Knife.jpg. Knife.jpg. What? What is this? This is when I scoop out cream cheese to put on my bagel.
Yes. Yes.
At a hotel.
I was kind of expecting the front of that knife to roll, you know, like pizza slicing.
Hold on. Is this a packet of jelly beans next to this?
Yeah. I don't know why they're cutting jelly beans.
That's gummy pizza, Kyle. Is that the personal pizza that you got for her?
That's the pizza I got. Yeah.
Who added the lasers?
Okay. All right.
Cutting my gummy pizza. So trout, 200 miles an hour. Wow.
Wait, hold on. You didn't finish the story still.
No, I cut it and then I ate it. You eat it.
Okay. You cut eight slices or you cut four slices?
Four.
You cut in half?
the waiter said, I recommend not trying to slice this.
Eat it.
Just fold the pizza in half. Just
pull it apart.
And then fold it in half again. And then eat it like that.
That's a giant calzone, Kyle.
It's a quadruple decker pizza.
Oh, that's the commercial. Sorry, you reminded me with a cue. The Quesalupa. Taco Bell's mystery item that they wanted you to pre-order this past week is a Quesalupa. I like me a chalupa. I like me a quesadilla. Quesalupa. Got to come up with a better name, Taco Bell.
No, they just make up words now.
As long as they're having fun with it, I guess. But if they start treating it like, excuse me, but that's not how you pronounce quesalupa.
When have you ever been corrected on the pronunciation of a Taco Bell item at a Taco Bell? Never.
Never.
No. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Go back to your trout, Kyle.
I have nothing to say about this trout.
Okay.
Just simply 200 miles an hour back straight into a California lake. Not bad. I mean, a lake is a pretty big target, so it doesn't sound that ridiculous.
I wonder if Peyton Manning is just in this plane.
Throwing the... Okay.
Just like, yeah, just spiraling.
Spiralized trout. I mean, I got it. I get it. Now... Yeah. Kenny, I've also got a national day for you because it is February 8th.
February 8th.
Today is Happy National Molasses Bar Day.
Molasses bar?
Like
a candy bar? Or like you go to a bar and you order molasses from the bartender?
Give me a shot of molasses, please.
That would be the slowest shot ever. It's like getting shot in slow motion.
Yes, it's like a phantom camera, but for beverages. You don't get it. Okay, nope,
you just ruined it.
Oh, molasses. It's a food item that either invokes smiles and memories of delicious baked goods at our grandmother's while during our childhood, or grimaces and memories of our parents reciting
the
above idiom, which is slow... than molasses going up a hill in a dead of winter.
We're not going to
continue. This book is a little, it's a little strange. So let me see if I can find some facts here about molasses. The word molasses, Kenny, stems from melajo, a Portuguese word that evolved from mel, which is the Latin word for honey. There you go. Honey,
killing
pot,
me.
CBS. It's produced by extracting the juice from sugar cane, which is then boiled down into sugar. And believe it or not, molasses isn't as sweet as you might think. On January 15th, 1919, an enormous molasses storage tank in Boston exploded, sending the lava-esque molasses coursing through the streets, killing 21 people.
Are you?
Welcome back, Calendar of Death. Isn't that
molasses
awful?
Lava just rained down on the people of Boston.
Boston.
They wanted some molasses beans, and then they got some molasses lava.
That's awful.
I'm sorry.
Pretty awful.
How I didn't make it explode. That was almost 100 years ago.
I mean, they say enormous here, but that would need to be gargantuan. It would have to be like so huge.
It's like they had a blimp. And the blimp was taking off with a molasses bomb.
Yeah. No.
And then it exploded over the city.
The blimp itself is full of molasses.
That's
because
true.
Molasses is lighter than air. Right?
That would be terrible. That's the jingle.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's also National Potato Lovers Day.
Nobody likes
potatoes. I love potatoes.
They also love them.
Tomorrow is National Pizza Pie Day.
What?
We're gonna miss that. It's also National Bagels and Lox Day.
Well, I guess that's a good day for
pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. Right. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Just keep going up.
So there you go.
All right, poor jingle maker.
I know.
Let's move on.
Let's. That's the sound of moving on to voting. Because, Kenny, this is a game that we just basically made up last week, where I describe a new story, and you and I both vote on whether, in the Internet of Things, this should be voted up or voted down. Now, typically, I've been sending these out via Twitter. It seems to be generating some interest. This is something we talked about last year, Kenny. Nintendo. They were talking about a bedside sleep tracker, and it just sounded way out of left field. No idea.
Yeah.
No idea what this was. But now, Nintendo is nixing this bizarre bedside sleep tracker. They will not, they say, be releasing this after all. Is this good? Good news for Nintendo? I mean, they're on the cusp of releasing their first app. So I can understand. They want to detract from that release by introducing a sleep tracker. Just seems
weird. Downvote.
Unless they turned it into a game.
Yeah. Nintendo is, I shouldn't say slowly, they've been in a decline for a few years, and their products have just tanked. And trying to capture the wonder and the whimsical nature of childhood love for their video games, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. You can say, oh, we're gonna have a cool alarm with Mario. Great. You know what? I don't really want Mario. Maybe come out with a new franchise for the first time in 30 years.
Alarmio.
Alarm Mario. Nope.
I don't want to have to cut my own pizza in bed.
Yeah, you cut stuff. Never mind. Cheese. Cheese. I was going to say cheese.
The chat room says that we do need a Nintendo sleep tracker.
Well, they upvote, but I downvote.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go upvote on this news simply because I think that this was a bad idea to begin with.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. This was just something that
still downvote.
Nintendo was not meant to do, and it's fine. It's fine. It just wouldn't
hey,
play
Nintendo.
Well here. Nobody cares about sleep tracking in general. So why would Nintendo even try this at all? Maybe I want to wear a Tamagotchi on my wrist, maybe. How about that?
I think that exists.
Bringing back the Bagel Bites.
Bagel Bites.
Got another one for you, Kenny?
Yep.
Here's something that we need to decide whether or not the perfect skipping stone. Scientists at the Utah State University have figured out how to make the perfect skipping stones. Speaking of trout, the secret was making sure they were made out of a material that had much more give than a stone. That's the secret.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
You're defeating the purpose of calling it a skipping stone if it's not made of stone. Utah. Is this Utah, you said? Utah State University. The idea is that you find the rock flat, circular, on a beach, on a lake beach. Okay, Kyle's giving me weird faces.
I agree. I am down voting this to oblivion. This defeats the whole purpose.
I'm having a hard time.
No, I'm having
a hard time expressing how much I don't understand what they're trying to get at. It's a university saying, you know, we can make the perfect skipping stone. What are you making? It's called a rocket.
You shoot a rocket over the top of the water and it just skips forever. When you attach a laser to it, like, who cares?
If you put it on the end of a skip it, and you have the little kids skip it all the time, and you can get thousands of skips.
You skip it.
Uh-huh. You scratch a CD and it skips a ton.
I agree. Defeats the whole purpose. Now, one of the things you said.
So worked up.
One of the things. I know. I'm so mad. One of the things you said was that you find the rock. And I feel like that is the key. You need to be in the vicinity of this lake. The lake itself needed to have, over the eons, created this rock for you.
Yeah.
For the sole purpose of you skipping it across that trout lake.
Because if you throw a man-made object into the lake, like the Utah State University is saying here, that's polluting. The only thing that you're doing when you're skipping stones is you're just returning that stone to its home. That's a home stone.
Stone.
See, Utah.
Listen up.
Utah State University.
You're
ruining our lakes with your man-made stones that you're throwing in there for skipping.
Okay, perfect. So we're both going down on that one.
Down.
All right, last one here for you, Kenny. No new mics. And those are not the ones that we're speaking into right now. In No New Mics, it's a video. Comedian Mike Trapp of College Humor warns that there are far too many people named Michael in the world and suggests that expectant parents should look for other names in order to break the cycle of too many Michael.
Okay.
No, I guess
am I supposed to upvote, downvote now?
That's it. That's all the video is. They say, one of the things, so they name all these other people, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, there are two Michael Jordan people.
There's Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor.
All of them B. Michael. So.
Okay, I'll upvote this.
Okay.
Because in a way, I agree. Stop using very generic names and taking the easy way out. Well, unless it's a family name.
Sure.
Unless it has some significance.
Well, wouldn't it be some sort of family name if a number of people are naming their child this? I mean,
there are pretty terrible people named Michael too. Mm. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start getting accused of naming it after Michael
Caine.
Michael Caine. Sorry, Kyle.
Okay.
Explode that impression.
They mention in the video here that it was the number one male name from 1954 to 1998. And it's still in the top three.
Wow. Yeah. I'll avoid that when naming my son.
Video's pretty good, though. So go check it out. I agree. I'm going to go ahead and go up on that one.
We will put it in the show notes.
Yes, we absolutely will. I guess I should have faded that down first. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Nobody does, Kenny.
Ah.
Let's play some audio Pictionary. Draw!
That's right. Kenny, how does this game work?
All right, Kyle. So I have picked a maybe obscure, maybe well-known drawing or picture or poster or something that people have done, and it's on the internet and people know about it. And I am going to describe it to you in kind of vague and obscure terms.
Okay.
So that you can't really try to guess what you're drawing while you're doing it.
Okay.
It's like Pictionary, where you are only drawing, but you don't know the words.
Sure.
So it's backwards.
Right. That makes sense. Can I take some guesses before we even get started?
You cannot take guesses.
Right.
Because the idea is that I want you to finish the drawing and then guess what it is.
All right. I've got my paper and my pen. Chat room, if you would like to play along, you can at home. If you are listening to this later, you can also send in your drawings. Just snap them. Take a photo of it and send it in to Morning Show AM on Twitter. That is where you can send them. We're also on Facebook if you want. Facebook.com/Morning Show AM. Or you don't have to. You can just sit back, listen, relax, or press the forward button a whole bunch of times and then just end up in the next segment. Hey, Kenny, go ahead.
All right, Kyle, here we go. This is in portrait, not landscape. This is in portrait.
I hardly have enough room already. Let's do that again. All right.
So, at the very bottom of the drawing, I want you to give yourself a little bit of room, but at the very bottom, whoa, Kyle's shaking his camera. All right. Oh, he's showing me what he's drawing. This is excellent. The camera's dangling now, Kyle.
So I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. At the very bottom.
Let me see if I can.
Pausing. I was gonna give you guys the first clue, but Kyle's distracting me with trying to move his camera. All right, we get it. Oh, we're wasting time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this works, I suppose. All right, so at the very bottom of the drawing, there are two milkmen. And they're both...
What?
There's two... Okay. There's two milkmen. Just their faces. All right? Just their faces. But they're dressed in milkmen uniforms. And they're both biting their fingernails. So I just want you to get that. Let me know when you get the milkmen biting their fingernails. I should have said that they're looking upwards. But that's okay. They're biting their fingernails.
They have their eyeballs are literally just black dots. So just imagine they're looking up.
All right. You know how you fix that, Kyle? Is you add other circles and then they're on the top of the circles. Forget it. I'm not going to tell you how to draw, Kyle. I'm watching you draw. It's fantastic. Good job, Kyle. All right, I'm going to move on for everyone here. Now, these two milkmen are biting their fingernails because they're scared of a monster who's looming above them. It's a tall monster, and he has straggly hair, and he's wearing a suit.
What? All right. Yeah.
It's a man, because I kept saying he. Kyle draws so fun. All right, I'm excited to see what other people draw, because this sounds ridiculous. Now, I hope you left some room at the top of your page, everybody. I'm going to wait for Kyle to draw his monster with straggly hair in a suit, looming above our milkman. Okay, let me know when you got that, Kyle. This is great.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes, straggly hair. I love it, Kyle. All right, now, kind of in the background, because this stuff that's happening down on the bottom and the middle of the page, that's in the foreground. In the background, there's a house. It's like a two-story house, but it's kind of falling over, like a
like a house that's under disrepair. Outside the house, there's a dead tree, which means there's no leaves on it, but it's just kind of hanging out. Looks like in the darkness at nighttime. Running out of the house, still in the background, is a woman in a dress. Okay. I guess she's scared of the house. Now, also coming out of the house is a wolf. Let me know when you got the wolf. Okay. Listen to this flute solo. A wolf and a bat is also flying out of the house. All right, so you got the wolf, the bat, the house, the woman running out of the house, yep. The milkman, the monster with straggly hair in a suit. That's it.
All right.
If you want to add any finishing touches, do so now, but that is the drawing.
Okay.
Congratulations,
now,
everyone.
Wow. This is awful. The whole point of this now is for me to send it to you, so.
Yes, send it to me, although I've watched you draw it, and it's been a joy.
Oh yeah, you can't see me.
Let me put this back.
Okay, yeah, he's putting his camera back.
Okay, you're fine. Sorry.
So, I want Kyle to try to guess what it is before I tell him exactly what it is. I guess I'll tell everybody what it is.
Man, oh man, I'm gonna go some sort of Little Red Riding Hood thing.
Little Red Riding Hood,
or Joe Dirt. I'm not sure which one.
It's not Joe Dirt. Are you done guessing?
Yeah, totally done.
Yeah, this is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh! I have no idea what that is.
You want the best part, Kyle?
Did that go into the...
It's been this poster that's been next to me in my studio.
No!
For years. Actually, a whole year.
Look at this! Check out the chat room! Scanning.
Excellent!
So we've got a drawing here by Logan GBC. They attest that it is a great movie.
Oh, yes.
Nice work, though.
One of the classics, it's Kyle.
Quite impressive.
Yes, I'm glad that you chose traditional methods. We used to do this on the iPad. It's kind of difficult.
What makes this way harder, though, is that, I need to scan it. So... let me go ahead and share this. This goes into Dropbox. Man.
Dropbox.
It's just long process.
Ah, anyway.
While I'm putting this up into my Dropbox, let's move on to some Nobody Cares news.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
It's a little low. Sorry about that. Hey, Nobody Cares, Kenny, about the physics of a perfect pancake.
No, because I don't care about perfect pancakes. I just want the pancakes.
Are you a pancake fan? Or are you a pancake purist?
Not a pancake purist. I like pancakes. But then there's also pancake overload, which I can't really handle. You start getting that really dry buttermilk taste. And you're like, I can't take any more pancakes. Can't take the cake.
Dry. Pancakes take the cake too. Have you ever wondered why your pancakes sometimes have ugly craters or a weird ring around the edges? Too bad. A new analysis of pancake recipes could help you exploit physics to make the perfect pancake and possibly possibly one day save your sight. The Journal of Mathematics Today. A group of researchers from the University College London published the results of a study comparing recipes from 14 different types of pancakes from across the world. Abelskivers. It started
what?
As a collection. Just go ahead and Google that.
started as a collaboration between mathematicians and ophthalmologists. Say that five times fast.
Ophthalmologists.
Yeah. The hope, Kenny, is that better understanding of textures and patterns of pancakes could improve surgical methods for treating glaucoma.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
It turns out your eye and a pancake share some underlying physics, reportedly.
Gasp.
This is just an excuse for surgeons to eat more pancakes.
I don't know about this. Where were these studies, or where was the internet? Let's just say, let's go back that far. When I was trying to decide what I want to do with my life, because truthfully, if I had a choice of going to school for 4 or 5 years in college and just grinding through organic chemistry or equating eyeballs to pancakes, I think I would have eaten pancakes.
I think you would have gone the pancake route, right?
I would have. Yes, absolutely.
And then you would have been sick of pancakes.
Or I would have put chocolate chips in my eyeballs. I don't know. Yum.
Chocolate chip pancakes. That is the best, isn't it? I think maybe we'll make a poll on Morning Show AM on Twitter. Best pancakes, guys. Best pancakes. Chocolate chip. What do you want to get?
Blueberry. Plain.
Blueberry or plain. And let me make that. I'm going to make that right now.
Go ahead. You make that poll, Kenny.
All right, Kyle.
Now here's some more related food news. These are kind of residual from Food Friday last week. So if you haven't heard Food Friday, the episode last time, please go back in your pod catcher and listen. So here's another story, food related. Kenny, McDonald's kale salad has more fat and calories than a double Big Mac. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't.
No, I didn't.
A kale salad from McDonald's. More fat and calories than a double Big Mac. In an effort to offer healthier menu items, McDonald's has unveiled a new salad with what they call nutrient-rich lettuce blend with baby kale, shaved Parmesan, chicken, grilled or fried. And they make this available to people who want something different.
It's got to seem appealing, right? So there's got to be something else.
Some sort of salty Asiago Caesar dressing in there. And that's the reason, more than likely, why it packs more fat, calories, and salt than a double Big Mac.
Asiago Caesar dressing.
Hard to believe, but yes. If you forego the dressing, you're probably in pretty good shape. But that is where the...
Can I order a double Big Mac?
Yes, you can. In fact, it's on their website.
Really?
What do you mean, really? So, yes, really.
So is it bun, two patties, bun, two patties, bun?
Negative. You added two patties too many.
No, it's bun, two patties, bun, two patties, bun.
Okay, yes. Perfect.
I kind of want to try this. I don't think I've ever had that. No, I haven't. I had a regular Big Mac,
mm-hmm.
which is already kind of...
Kind of a mess. Yeah.
Mess test. All right. Well, maybe I should try both. I'll get the double Big Mac, and I'll get the kale salad. And then at the window, when they're handing me the things, they're, you know, maybe they'll give me judgy eyes by going, "Well, I guess you're the fat one that's going to eat the Big Mac, and you're." And whoever you're getting the kale salad for is going to eat that.
Wow.
And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to eat the kale salad because it has more fat. And I'm going to drive away. I'm going to burn out right at the window.
So the angriest McDonald's experience ever. Yeah. Yeah. So I just posted a link, Kenny, right now in the chat room of my drawing. So if you want to check that out, you can do that
as
well.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the chat room, go ahead and check that. Oh,
boom, 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 boom.
The milkmen don't have faces.
What's wrong with that?
What was that?
What's wrong with what?
I heard a bow.
That's one password saying that a problem has been detected.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's this last one?
This last one here, Kenny, as I pull it back up and I delay this. The band at the drive-in. Speaking of drive-ins, their show is going to be attended entirely by ticket purchasing robots.
Robots?
Yes, you say robots.
I did.
Yeah.
If their ticket purchasing is any indication here, yes, all the ticket purchasing robots will be the only people at these shows from now on. After teasing fans for a month with an online countdown, the post-punk band at the drive-in revealed it would be embarking on their first tour in nearly 20 years. However, Kenny, as ticket sales began last week, it became pretty evident that every single show would be attended almost exclusively by ticket scalping robots. So these robots would go onto Ticketmaster and just buy up the tickets right when they were available and then throw them onto other websites. Now, this happens with a whole bunch of other things, I'm sure. Try to go see Adele. Try to go see your Los Angeles Dodgers. Whatever. I'm sure ticket scalping robots are just perusing these websites and buying them up at bargain basement discounts and then throwing them onto other
bargain
websites.
Bargain basement?
Yes. Bargain basements. That's where the bargains are. Right in the basement.
Those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
So we'll see. I'm not going to be going to any of these, obviously, because I am not willing to purchase.
You're clearly not a robot.
No, I'm not. And I haven't purchased any tickets either. So that's two for two that I've missed. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. have you ever run into this where you're trying to get tickets for a sporting event or a show or whatever, and right when they go on sale, boom, all sold out, gone?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Because it hasn't been like instantaneous like that.
Right.
It's been a, hey, you have 5 minutes to do this. If you don't do it in 5 minutes, you're probably going to lose out.
But most websites work that way for tickets. So
right.
That's not any different. Well, if you're interested.
This just reminds me of that, what was it? Japanese baseball team that had the robots in the stands?
Yes. So that's what I thought this was.
That's what I thought it was too when you first said it.
Totally not. Totally not. Darn it's like, it. Like link bait from my voice. Hey, Kenny, you can follow us if you're not already, and I think you really should because you're on the show. But you can follow the show, Morning Show AM on Twitter, where you'll want to go. You can also follow Kenny himself on Twitter, Pizza Robotics. It's not his name, but it kind of is. It's your persona. So are you tweeting about the Super Bowl over the weekend? You just didn't seem happy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You just, like, bad vibes from you on Twitter.
Well, Kyle, we just talked about it at the beginning of the show.
I can't remember that far back. I can't remember that far back. Come on, don't expect that of me. We'll be back on Wednesday covering the latest news. What's the game on Wednesday? Who said it?
Who said it? Or something else we come up with.
Okay. That sounds good. I've got nothing else for us. Everything that we've talked about is going to be available, Kenny, over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. And I'm still working on that website. So just stay tuned, follow us, and keep listening, because really, that's what sustains us. Mm-hmm. Leave a review on iTunes if you would. We're stuck at 100. We've been at that nice round 100 number for a few months. So please, if you would, if you've got a second, go over to iTunes and leave a review. It's pretty easy. You just put the little stars and leave a review. Now, I think
you don't even have to give us a full review.
No, just one word.
Snapshot.
Tell us which pancakes are the best.
There's a Twitter poll.
That's
already.
No. put it in iTunes. Forget Twitter. Just completely forget all about it. Rip it. You rip it. Mm-hmm. We'll be back iTunes, pancake on flavor. Wednesday. Kenny, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you, in first grade?